Well, the future, you want to talk about future?
Sure.
Well, that will come. I am not satisfied with the program. Of course, I don't blame anything. I think everybody doing what they think it's right from what they have to do. Our program is based on commercial, and therefore the income from broadcasting depend on number of people viewing. And by testing this viewing, I don't know if right or wrong, they conclude the lower quality picture, but rougher picture appeals more to people, and therefore they put the lot of broadcasts which involve violence, murder, and sometimes chicken in the teaching the youngster of this violence, which are repeated actually after. You can pin down to many time in program exactly repeated that somebody in New York or in Chicago or any place in Pittsburgh, in Princeton, even. So by any means, the lot of program is not good for the population, not good for children, not good for younger generation in general. On another hand, it gives our face abroad. So abroad, when they see the program which is transmitted from here, they see ugly face of American. And I think it partially produce this effect. And we are not very popular right now. Only 20, 30 years, American were a hero in Soviet Russia, for instance. And now they don't think much about this. It was saying in engineering students at my time, when I was a student in engineering, so such things like this is simply Westinghouse. Well, you can trace this saying for a very simple thing that at that time on the railroad was installed by Westinghouse the pneumatic brakes, which were working not on the pneumatic thing, but only release pneumatic, because the brakes were working by the spring, and the pressure was moving the spring out, compressed the spring. And when leakage or breaking in system so on, then pressure is lost, and therefore the spring was moving thing. That from engineering point of view, it was very interesting. It is foolproof system, and that's what I think is saying come out. The Edison and Westinghouse were heroes from point of view of engineers. Ford introduced the dollar pay at that time for workers that also brought his system. Afterwards, he lost that thing due to the mass production. And that is not only for Russia. I was traveling in Europe occasionally at that time, even when I was a student. And that was general impression. America was very high from the opinion of the outside. Now, you remember, how old are you? But you probably looked at the movie picture before. Did you notice that in old time, all the actors who was using automobiles in Hollywood were using Rolls-Royce?
Using
Rolls-Royce.
Rolls-Royce.
Yes. And therefore, the impression of the America from Europe was that there are multimillionaires, everybody using Rolls-Royce. About 10 years ago, I was in Moscow and riding the taxi, and taxi found out that I'm American and speak Russian. I mean, oh, I know you. You are breeding the cattle. He said, "Why you think we all breeding the cattle? Oh, we see your films, your television films."
Кого любить?
Now you see the how what is the vision of the what is the face American from point of view of the people in Europe. Of course, that is the only part of it. But they see us from ugly side. Therefore, we have. But meantime, television, particularly television from satellite, begin to be available all over the world. The picture from satellite can hit Africa in seconds. When they will continue to transmit this kind of program, it will not improve our vision then.